What happens when co-founders can't agree on organizational priorities? On today's episode of Failure Files, Garima Sahai shares her experience of co-founding Swadha, a social enterprise providing high-quality sanitation solutions for rural India. She talks about how the absence of a detailed roadmap for the growth of Swadha led to differences between her and her co-founder and resulted in her stepping away from the organization. Hi, I'm Shreya, and you're listening to Failure Files, a podcast by India Development Review, or IDR. This show features highly relatable narratives of failure by people working on complex issues of social change. Their stories are a reminder that the path to resilience cannot be built on success alone. Failure is a necessary condition for it. And now, let's hear from Garima.
After working with the World Bank for many years, my impatience to lead social change rather than be a small part of a large organization resulted in my co-founding a social enterprise, Swadha. Our focus was on organizing the unorganized rural sanitation market to ensure quality access to consumers. In just 3 years, Swadha did very well and won many accolades. We were close to breaking even and had improved access to sanitation for close to 100,000 consumers. However, by the fourth year, things changed and I had to take the decision to move on from Swadha. It became clear that deep cracks had surfaced in the business partnership as well as the organization, moving me away from the mission I had started the company with. There are a few reasons for this. Misalignment with my co-founder. I started Swadha along with a co-founder who I found through an extensive online search of experienced people working in the water sanitation and hygiene space. We had multiple discussions on our long-term vision, ideas around the model, potential avenues for funding at least for a period of 2 years, operational and financial viability of the model, and the terms of our partnership as co-founders. My co-founder and I also complemented each other's working styles. He was more of a big picture person and I was the one with tactical skills to get the job done. With all boxes being checked, it seemed like a perfect partnership. However, slowly this complementarity became the cause of growing incompatibility, both at a strategic as well as operational level. While we were busy chasing immediate monthly and quarterly targets for a rapidly growing business, strategic differences started to emerge. I could clearly see us moving away from the impact for which we set up Swadha. For instance, in order to be financially sustainable, we focused extensively on our B2B model and deprioritized the aspect of demand creation among communities for quality sanitation access. As a result, our patience to invest time in looking for more impactful institutional partnerships and hiring experienced team members reduced. In spite of multiple discussions, we could not reach a consensus on how to realign our current model to fit our larger common vision. Operationally, challenges started emerging in the third year when Swadha began to expand rapidly and hence demanded the dedication of both co-founders to raise more funds and build a strong management team to drive scale. Again, we couldn't agree to set the innovation work aside for the time being so that my co-founder could instead support our fundraising and growth. Once differences between us started surfacing, it affected my drive towards the cause. Moreover, it significantly impacted the morale of the management team and their trust in our commitment towards the cause. This, in turn, resulted in an atmosphere of doubt and negativity and a decline in patience to stay the course and try new things, a clear sign of things going downhill. It became clear to me that our strategic priorities were simply not aligned. For instance, rather than focusing on Swadha's core model in its formative years, my co-founder chose to invest his time, energy, and finances in related innovations such as clean water or low-income housing, which to me seemed like a diversion. According to me, what Swadha needed back then was 100% focus on making its own sanitation model resilient. I felt that we could always branch into adjacent areas after we had established the core model. Plus, it would be practically impossible for one co-founder to run all facets of the company, especially when the managerial team was still being formed and trained in critical decision making. When I thought hard about the reason for these misalignments, I realized it was because I hadn't done sufficient due diligence around the adaptive aspects of the partnership with my co-founder. Aspects which go beyond technical compatibility and revolve around how we achieve our long-term vision. In hindsight, I feel that going ahead with my business idea on my own would have been a better route to take. I could have partnered when the roadmap was clearer, or when I could identify tangible gaps that needed to be filled. It would have been a better strategy to bring on a business partner after having tested our ability to work together for some time and having assessed the key aspects of the partnership. Or, since I was initially more comfortable starting off my business with a partner, I could have spent more time discussing a more detailed roadmap of the model, at least the first 2 years, along with demarcating clearer roles and responsibilities between us to support our growth. This way, we would have been able to envision a more certain path of our partnership and would have also managed our respective priorities better. Overdependence on certain key members. My second big failure was my inability to assess the changing commitment and interest of some of my management team members in our model. Given limited budgets, startups have to remain lean with a high dependency on a few key team members. I, as the leader, misjudged the commitment levels of these members, and when one of them left, it ended up costing the venture dearly, affecting its growth and stalling day-to-day operations. As a startup leader, I couldn't change the fact that I had to have a lean team. What I could have done better was to pay closer attention to the changing commitment levels of these team members and slowly minimizing dependence on them. This would have avoided the vacuum created in our operations and the overall dip in the team's morale following the sudden departure of these members. Wanting meaningful and sustained impact fast. I always wanted to see a model creating sustained impact fast. But here's the catch. Sustained and fast are two aspects that can either complement each other or be in conflict with each other. And this depends on how we set our short-term targets vis-a-vis our long-term goals. With Swadha, we theoretically always wanted to achieve the two together. But in the sprint to achieve short-term targets, we, as co-founders, were not able to collectively agree to take a pause by the third year. This pause was necessary not only to align with the current team and financial situation, but also for us to readjust towards a more long-term, high-impact model aligned with our mission. We kept delaying our plans to run a marathon, which for us meant investing time and resources in building a stronger management team, as well as reducing dependency on a few people.
Failure Files is produced by Disha Acharya, Pallavi Deshpande, Rachita Vora, Tanaya Jagtiani, and me, Shreya Adhikari. This podcast is part of a larger initiative at IDR, where alongside 15 partners, we are creating a space for candid conversations around failures and social impact. To read more about this growing movement, check us out at idronline.org. You can also share your own failure story with us at writetous@idronline.org. Thank you for listening and see you next week.